Okay, so I'd like to start with the halachas of tefillah, and I'm going to go, I'll say that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and which begins in Simin Yud Beis, in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And through the Kitzur, we'll discuss many different dinim, which are relevant to tefillah, krishma, and other halachas that come up during tefillah. And we have to remember that tefillah is one of our most powerful tools that we have. B'charbi uvikashti. Yaakov Avinu tells us that tefillah is a very powerful tool, and especially when tefillah is betzibur, it's even more powerful. Which we'll discuss the chiyuv of tefillah betzibur as we go through the halachos. And Rav Moshe in many tshuvas stresses the importance of tefillah betzibur, because since we lack in the full kavanos, and we lack in kavana in our tefillahs, so when we daven betzibur, that gives much more power to our tefillahs, and we have a chiyuv to daven in a way that our tefillahs will be powerful. Unfortunately, many of us, all of us, are not able to daven in tzibur right now. But we have to have that feeling of how much we would love to daven betzibur, so that Be'ez Hashem, when it comes back, we'll just run to it. And even those of us which are able to daven betzibur, there are certain guidelines and rules to whether halachically it's considered a minyan, which we'll have to discuss, what constitutes 10 people davening together, how far apart could they be? Could they be in different rooms? Could they be on different porches? Could there be different separations between them? That has to be discussed. And that's how, from a halachic point of view. And what's very important is also from a health point of view. There seems to be many different minyanim going on in different places, which are avoiding and not keeping to the rules of the health ministry, and it's partially putting people into a matzav of a sakana. And what's unfortunately happened or happening in New York City and other states, New Jersey, Connecticut, where just spread, the virus spread and took away so many of our close people, is from the mila that we have, that we do things together. So of course we have to keep that feeling of achdus between each other, but at the same time, those that are having minyanim have to be very, very careful. And that's what scares the rabbanim and scaring doctors that are dealing with this day and night, with unfortunate cases, that even when minyanim are allowed, but there are people that join it, and people that take advantage of this and are not keeping to the rules. So I think it's very important that we took out these few minutes to be ma'ira ourselves that if the rules are not being kept, then you should not join those minyanim. And even if the rules are kept, you make sure that you follow whatever the rules are, if it's to wear masks or to stay far apart. You do that. Otherwise, there's no het at all to join those minyanim. The Arabanim coming out with letters and psakim in different areas about even where they are following rules, but still one should not join the minyanim. So again, everyone has to find out what the psak in their shchuna, in their place, in their neighborhood of the Rabbanim is, because the Rabbanim are taking into cheshbon a lot more than what the single people are taking into cheshbon. They're taking the cheshbon, the tzibur, of what could come out of the heter de kibinyanim, and what precautions we must take. And we have to rely on the Rabbanim and the doctors. In this case, it's really a question for doctors more than Rabbanim. We have to rely on the doctors and the Rabbanim to decide for us whether it is permitted or not permitted, and if it is permitted, how and when. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch begins in Simi Yud Beis, Sif Aleph, with the pasuk in Sefer Amos. Be'ez Hashem, I will send out Mar Mekaymis. I just was very busy yesterday with Baruch Hashem, good things with Bim Sadat, the Chasana for Yossi. Different preparations that were made already more than once, and we had to Baruch Hashem make it again, so that the Shat Tov Mutzachas will be Be'ez Hashem Wednesday. And I didn't get a chance to finish off writing the Mar Mekaymis. But we will send them out and Be'ez Hashem have for the upcoming shiurim, and hopefully early enough that people can look it over beforehand. So there's a passing in Sefer Amos. Hikoin likras elokech yistu. This was known as hikoin. Hikoin means prepare yourself. Make preparations to greet your God of Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah over here of being making yourself, of achana. And this mitzvah of hikoin likras elokech Yisrael includes many different aspects of hachana. One of them is the way you dress. The kids explain, Sheyachin is atzmen lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. One should prepare himself from Hashem Yisbarach. Sheyalbish is atzmen b'malbushe kovid. He should be dressed in an honorable way when he goes to daven. Kimoy, as he goes in front of a sar nichban, in an honorable officer, president, or someone chashuv, before you go in front of someone chashuv. And that's the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes this pasuk of Hikoyin Likras Elokech Yisrael. And the Gemara brings down Amaroyim, how they would approach tefillah. The Gemara brings that Rava would put his coat on and he would hold his hands together, which is a second point that's learned out of Hikoin, how a person should position himself before he starts to daven. So he would put on his coat and hold his hands together and then daven. And he would say, Ke'avdo kame mare, like a slave in front of his master. So the Gemara is being mitzayir to us that Hikoin is put yourself in the position that you are ready to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an Evan in front of his master. And the Gemara would bring down other Amaroyim, Ravashi was sort of Kana, and how they would dress when they would go to David. The Rambam lists for us 8 things that someone who's davening must be careful about and do. And one of them is Tikkun HaMalbushim, preparation of the clothing that he's wearing. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Simet Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, that by Tzfilah, by Shemona Esrei, because you're Oymei Lefnei HaMelech, we find that there's a very fundamental difference between Kriya Shema and Tzfilah, between Kriya Shema and Tzfilah, that by Kriya Shema, I'm accepting on myself Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim. So it's between me and myself and I, that I'm making a Kabbalah over here that I accept on myself, Oma Chushmaim. When it comes to tefillah, we're going to see this over and over in many different halachas. You're standing in front of the melech. You're talking to the melech. And if you're talking to the melech, you need to be dressed properly. And that's Pshat the Gemara on Shabbos, that these Amaroyim would dress themselves in a different way for tefillah, because they had to prepare themselves for davening. Like I mentioned, there's a difference between Shemoneh Esrei and Kriya Shema. And one of those differences we find in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch says that if someone was wearing a towel or a cloth tied to their thigh and covering them from their thigh downwards, even though above their thigh, their chest is uncovered, it's mutter to read Kriya Shema. When we say it's mutter to read Kriya Shema, we mean b'makom hadchak. Of course, l'chatchila, even to read Kriya Shema or to make any bracha, one should be fully covered, l'chatchila. But the Shulchan Aruch says b'makom hadchak, one would be able to say Krishma or Brachis if their waist, from their waist downwards, is covered. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, but to daven Shmoneh Esrei is asa acheichasa liboy, until he covers his lave. And the Mishnah Brura in two places explains not just his lave, but hu adin kol gufay, his entire guf has to be covered. And as we mentioned before, that Shmoneh Esrei is more chomer because he has to see himself as if he's standing in front of the melech and speaking with the melech. There has to be an ema. Krishma is not medaber lifnei melech. Krishma is between myself and I. Therefore, by tefillah, one has to be more covered. The Shulchan Aruch does say that if Bidi Evan, he did not cover his lave when he was down in Shmon Esrei, he covered without covering his entire body. He was just covered from his waist down. It says the Shulchan Aruch Yatza. There's a question in the Paiskim. What happens if someone is in the situation where he doesn't have a shirt or an undershirt to cover his body? Can he lechatchila daven with just being covered from his waist down? And some Paiskim say that he cannot. He cannot daven, even though he's a nenas. Other Paiskim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's considered like dieved, where he did it already, and he could daven in such a situation. So the shaila comes up, I'm at the swimming pool, I'm at the beach, and I remember I need to daven mincha. Can I daven in my bathing suit or not? So as we said, krishma, or making a bracha, making a shakal on a drink, so that would be permitted, even though, of course, the chatchila, one should put on a shirt to say Kriyishma or make a bracha, but that would be permitted. But if he has the daven mincha, he has the daven Shmoneh Esrei, so for that he has to put on a shirt, so he's covered, his body is covered, and whether he can daven in the bathing suit or not is another question which we'll discuss soon, if that's the proper way to stand in front of a melech, wearing shorts or wearing a bathing suit. But the covering, he would have to cover himself for Shmoneh Esrei. This, again, is one of the Sionis, I think, that some of us are going through right now. As in the beginning, we were all into davening, even though we have to daven alone in the house, to get dressed properly before we daven. And naturally, when the nesayon continues, we start to get used to things and it wears off. But we have to be careful about that. We have to remember, davening at home, you're also standing in front of the melech. You're speaking to the melech. And even Krishma, like the Mishra says, the chatchila one has to be fully dressed. So therefore, we have to continue to be fully dressed when we make brachas, or when we say Krishma, or when we daven Shmoneh Esrei. What's the gedda to being dressed, like the, we quoted from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, like a sar lefnei ha-melech, like you're standing in front of a sar or a melech. So we say that the way you would dress when you're going to greet Adam Chashuv, a Rosh Hashiva, a Rav, who you see in the street, how would you want to be dressed in front of him? You're going to meet a boss, an important person, an important position. How would you dress? There are some countries where it's normal to go in front of the president or the prime ministers or the kings without shoes. In some of the Arab countries, without shoes, without socks. So it would be mutter to daven that way. However, in those places where no one would dare stand in front of the king or the president or the Rosh Hashiva or the Adam Chashuv without shoes or without socks, they have to put on their shoes and socks before they daven. Can I go daven in my slippers? I'm sure this comes up also now that we're davening in the house. Can I daven in my slippers? again, in a place where you would not go in front of other mechubad with slippers. So then Shemoneh Esrei, you should put on your shoes for Shemoneh Esrei. Sometimes we lost, some of us lost the feeling of what, you know, as we were dressed in certain ways in front of our Nashim Chashuvim, even though it's not the proper way to dress, because we lost our self-dignity. So sometimes we have to ask other people, what is the proper way of dressing in front of a Adam Chashu? But there's a proper way, there's a proper way to dress. There's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch where it talks about that when one's davening Shemoneh Esrei, they should. Someone asked, "What about for women? Women are similar to the same adin as men. They davening Shemoneh Esrei, the sfein to the melech. They have to be dressed properly. Again, in certain situations where it's difficult, or one's sick or weak or something like that." There may be more coolers, but we're talking about in a chatzchila dikah situation now. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that b'shas Shemoneh Esrei, one should wear a belt around his clothing. And it's based on a Gemara, where in the Gemara, it's a big machlekes rishonim, what the Gemara is referring to. Some Rishonim learn that it's referring to the din of Libay Roya Se'erva, that besides the halacha, that the erva itself needs to be covered when davening Shemoneh Esrei, there's also another halacha, that the lev shouldn't be able to see the erva. There has to be some kind of separation between the lev and the erva. And the belt that the Gemara is referring to this separation between the lev and the erva, which means that nowadays, where people wear pants or belts, you don't need any separate belt. Somebody say the elastic of the underwear is enough for this to be mafsik between the lev and the erva, but you don't need anything special called a gartel according to this. Taisus and the Rosh HaMashma, then no. There's an Indian of wearing a belt by itself. Besides halacha, mafsik lev min erva. There's another Indian that you should wear a belt, what some call the gartel. However, there's machleges achrayinim in what Taisus and the Rosh are referring to. Are they referring to someone who's not wearing a belt? So that person needs to wear a belt, but it's not like kuva, it's just an Indian that he should wear, or someone who, I'm sorry, made a mistake, let me be clear. The machleg is achrayim what Taser Rosh is referring to. That if we were referring to someone who never wears a belt, so then there's an Indian to wear a belt. Then there's an Indian to wear a belt. But someone who always wears a belt, that's who they're referring to. So he should wear a belt when he davens. So I'm going to go through some of the Paiskim now, and we'll see halacha l'maisa, what comes out of this halacha. Darach HaShulchan and Simit Sadi Aleph learned that the belt is referring to what we call a gartel. He writes, Shekairin gartel. What we refer to a gartel, which is, says Aruch Shulchan, this is even if someone's wearing a belt on their pants, and therefore there's no issue of libay roya se'erva, still he should wear a belt because of the halacha of hikoin. That halacha that we start off with, hikoin likras alekecha Yisrael, one should wear it. And he brings down over there, Darach HaShulchan, that there are those that are medaktik to wear this b'shas Shemoneh Esrei, and some are medaktik that they wear it, even if they don't normally wear a belt, they wear it during Shemoneh Esrei. But by Krishma and other brachos, it's mutar l'chatchila to say without a belt. It's a special din in a certain preparation for Shemoneh Esrei. However, many of us are not noyig to wear a gartel. And even according to the Yesh Oimrim in the Mishnah Berurah, where he brings down this inyan of wearing a gartel, he says it's midas chasidus to wear this gartel. It's midas chasidus. And therefore we find that many people do not wear a gartel. And perhaps the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about only someone who always wears a belt, that they should wear a belt, but there's no special inyan of wearing a gartel. But where does this inyan come from? What is this idea over here that we're saying, whether it's midas chasidus or it's me'ikra din, to wear a belt because of hikoin? What does hikoin likra zelikach Yisrael tell us? Bishleima, like we mentioned earlier, the hikoin likra zelikach Yisrael teaches us that you should be dressed nicely. I understand, you're standing in front of the melech. But what's this belt all about? What does this gartel do? The gartel doesn't add more dignity, more niceness for me when I'm standing in front of the king. So the Levush explains something very interesting. The Levush says that the inyan of hikoin over here is when one wears the belt around his musnaf, he looks more put together than when there's no belt. He looks more put together. And the Kaf Chaim also brings this down, that when one wears a belt, he looks more put together. And the Achrayim explain that was back in those days, they wore loose clothing. They wore like robes or loose clothing. So you looked somewhat like, I don't want to say schlumpy, but it was like hanging on you. When I put that belt on and I put it together, I look more dignified. I look more chashuv. And that's a chashivas for Shemana Esrei. That's what the belt did back then. And that's why Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky used to say that the idea of a gartel nowadays is closing the button of your jacket. You look more chashuv. You close the button on your jacket. You're more put together. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down in Halicha Shleima from Rav Shlomo Zalman that Adrab Tzarchiyin, to wear a gartel nowadays, that's how one walks in front of a ish nichbada, honorable person. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said another idea over here. The gartel is like a kittel. It's a beged which is miyuchad for tefillah. And that's why many chassidim wear gartels, because it's a beged which is miyuchad for tefillah. And the idea of their understanding of hikoin is do something special, wear something special for tefillah. And that's why they wear the gartel during tefillah, and many of them are makpit to take it off right after tefillah, because this is their beged that's miyuchad for tefillah. Their hat, their jacket, they use for other activities. They wear it in the street, they wear it in other places. But the idea of the gartel for them is that this is a beged which is miyuchad for tefillah. One could be Mekayimnes if they do not walk around the outside with a hat and jacket. Then Adraba, they could make their begging miyuchad for tefillah, the hat or jacket, or both. But again, it's the inyan of having a begging which is for tefillah. So we have different inyanim over here for why people wear a gartel. The Rav Sternbach has a long tshuva about this. And the Ketzeis HaShulchan brings down other inyanim to wearing a gartel besides halacha. Rav Moshe in Chedek Beis, Siman Ayin Vav, over there where he's having a discussion about going outside on Shabbos with a gartel, whether it's called carrying or not. So it's before over there Rav Moshe that he learned that really, even midas chasidus, there may not be an inyan to wear a gartel if you don't normally wear a belt. If you normally wear a belt, wear the belt. But Rav Moshe used to say that Baal Peh, he would say, someone who wears a tie throughout the day, he goes to work with a tie, he goes to shiva with a tie, he wears a tie, so that there's a chiv on him to wear a tie b'shas tefila me'ikra din. This is how you dress. I remember hearing from Adam Chashov that when he was in college, he was makpid always to shave every day. And therefore, even when he wasn't in school, he would make sure to shave every day before he went to davening. Because again, if this is your way of approaching others in a chashav way, then kal v'chayma, kol shekein, this is how you have to dress when you're going to daven lifnei hamelech. So these are the inyan of gartel that people wear, which is either because they learned the Shulchan Aruch Kipshutai, that you may have to wear another belt, al tikoin, or for other inyanim, like having a beggar that's b'yuchaf tefillah, that they wear it. There's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch which talks about not wearing a money belt, a belt that has a pouch to put money into it, because not derech kavod to stand like that in front of Hashem Yisbarach. So a question was asked to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, wrote down the Sefer Nikius v'Kavod B'Tfilah, that is one permitted to wear on his belt his phone, his cell phone? If you can't wear a money pouch hanging on your belt, perhaps you can't wear your phone on the belt while you're davening. And he answered as Tully, what is the meaning of people when they're standing in front of the Melech? Do people go in front of the Melech with a phone on their belt or not? Now, L'chaira, I would assume that the question is only in a case where it's showing, it's on the outside. But if you're wearing a jacket over it or it's covered over, I think that for sure is derech kavod. But again, it's something to think about. So this is how you approach tefillah. We find also a discussion in halacha about when one's davening, one shouldn't go with an uncovered head or with feet that are uncovered. And that's where the Mishmaror brings down the inyan of putting a hat over one's head, like the derech he goes in the streets, not just with his yarmulke, but when he's standing in front of Adam Chashuvim, he should wear a hat. And he says, Kol Shkein Shlof Mitz, now with his sleeping yarmulke, should he go? However, if we take a close look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it's before that there's another inyan to wearing a hat during Shmon Esrei, a din in Shmon Esrei, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon and the Rambam, Derech HaChachamim V'Tamideihem Shlo Yispal El Kishem Atufim. The derech of the Chachamim Tamideihem, and the Beis Yosef clearly speaks out, that's Lav Davka Chachamim Tamideihem, it's everyone, Shlo Yispal El Kishem Atufim, when they're Atuf, when they're wrapped. And the idea behind that is that when a person, he comes in front of the king, he comes in front of a Melech Bas of Adam, he doesn't just walk off the street and just like walk in to the king. He prepares himself beforehand. He prepares himself not just in the way he's dressed, but he prepares himself also with a certain ema and yira and kavod, a certain fear. So surely when we're going in front of the Adon Kol Haaretz Yisbarach Shemai, when we're going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so surely we need to, like the Lashon Sefer Chassidim, Sheyesh Lan Lis Atev Liyaz Lefana Be'em of Yira. We need to bring onto us a aim of Yira, a certain fear of whom we're standing in front of. And that's what the Mekor Chaim explains, that Atufim is the Lashon of wearing a head covering, which wraps you. It puts onto you a feeling of that there's something over me. I need to come with a certain amount of humility, a certain achna, and this atev. Ituf is the way we find in the Gemara Megillah that Mordechai was this atev become later the tzilusa, and he went to davening. And that's one of the makaris that's brought from the Rambam, which is paskin the Shulchan Aruch of Derech HaChomim Tamideihem. So it comes out from this that the idea of wearing a hat is not just midine. This is how one would stand in front of an Adam Nichbat. And perhaps one could say that nowadays this is not the way we stand in front of Adam Nichbar. It could be even more than that. One would not stand in front of Adam Nichbar with his hat. Perhaps one could say that. However, there's a second halacha over here, and this is the important halacha that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like, which is based on the Rambam, that's Derech Ituf. Ituf is the Indian of Hachna. So a married person, by Shachras, where he's wearing a talis, there's a special Indian that by Shemoneh Esrei, and this is our Mesirah, that by Shemoneh Esrei, he should pull the talis over his head and be wrapped in his talis. It's the Indian of Ituf. But when he's not wearing a talis, with what is he mekayim the din Ituf? With something which covers his entire head. There's a feeling of there's something above me. And this all comes from the mitzvah of Hikoin. The mitzvah of Hikoin is to prepare yourself for davening. Now, I do believe that if, of course, that there is a Indian over here, like we're mentioning, to wear a hat. However, if someone's stuck somewhere without a hat, even though I once saw Shem one on the Paiskim that he should not daven, but I do believe if it's based on this Rambam, there's not one of those things that are ma'akev, so of course he could daven, and Tefillah B'tzibo would be more important than looking for a hat or waiting for a hat to daven b'chidus. Now, based on this discussion, sometimes during the winter, we're wearing rubbers, boots, raincoats, and we come into shul, or we're by the kaisel, or wherever we are, and we just want to daven in the clothing that we're wearing. Again, the same is said. Or a plastic on the hat, a plastic bag on the hat. One has to ask themselves, is this the way I would dress in front of Adam Chashav or not? Many times the answer is yes. If you wear a coat, I think yes. Rubbers also could be yes. Rubbers, yes. Maybe boots, yesh ladon. You take your boots off beforehand. The plastic on the head depends if it fits it or it's a plastic bag on your head you probably would take off before you went to speak to Adam Chashav. So this is the gather that one has to be misbind into. The Mishbrur brings down one should not wear gloves while davening. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but if you're davening and it's cold in the shul, it's cold, or it's cold outside wherever you're davening, so then there's room to be matir. Or let's say he says another thing. He says, may depend what type of gloves you're wearing. You're wearing gloves because it's cold, or you're a worker who's wearing gloves and just came in with your working gloves that you should take off. These are different examples of the gather. But I think the gather, to make it clear, is if you were dressed this way and Adam Chashav was coming towards you, that you know, would you turn away so he shouldn't see you dressed like this, or you don't want to meet him like this, or it doesn't bother you to meet? So therefore, this brings us to a question which I'm sure has come up now, that we're davening at home. What about my pajamas? And I think that's what the kavanah of those people that were asking about women. What about their pajamas? I have an expensive pair of pajamas, or in my robe. Can I daven like that? Again, definitely the chatchila, I would assume not, because that's not the way you go in front of a king. It's not a chash of a beged that you go in front of a king. A chayla, someone who's sick. So again, he doesn't have to push off davening because there's someone, Rahman, someone who's in the hospital. He's not well. He doesn't have the choice to just get dressed and undressed. He has to wear the hospital clothing or whatever it may be. So then it's not a bezayin. It's even more than that. This chayla in front of Adam Chashav would dress like that. If the Adam Chashav came to visit him, this is how he would be dressed. So for him, it's not a bezayin. So for him, that is how you dress in front of it. I was once in Bnei Brak many, many years ago in a yeshiva over there in Bnei Brak, and the Rosh Yeshiva's grandson came in from Mincha straight from the beach and was not wearing socks, was wearing sandals without socks. And the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva walked over to him, older Yid, and said to him, how can you daven like this? And after davening, it turned into a whole argument. And part of the argument was that in the summer, in Eretz Yisrael, this is a normal way of walking around, sandals without socks. Even though it was B'nai Brak, but still, the Mashgiach was tiny, oh, but the Maisa doesn't pass for someone to sit to daven like that. So again, you know, there's different opinions, and every person is entitled to their opinion of what they feel would be proper. And like I said, sometimes we lost that feeling, so we have to ask others what would be considered proper. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down the inyan of giving tzedakah before tefillah. As part of your achanas for tefillah, another step of achana, of preparing yourself for tefillah, is that setting ourselves up that our tefillah should be answered. And he quotes a pasuk, Ani betzedek echaze panecha, I, with righteousness, I will see your face. Betzedek, that one should before davening, should approach davening with a tzedek, with staka. Kitzur also brings down that before one davens, there's a special mitzvah to be mekabel on himself. And the truth is, it's brought down in many earlier svarim, the sinyan b'mekabel avos Yisrael. And one should be mechaven, as the Kitzur says, to love every single Jew like himself. Because if chas v'shalom, there's any sort of pirud, of separation between us down here, then even lamala, there could be a separation between our tefillahs. Says the Mishmura, this achdos begufei and shalamata, this achdos, the oneness of our tefillahs down here, this achdos of us down here creates that also our tefillahs are misached, says the Kitzur. And when our tefillahs join together, then it's ritzuya, the fun of Yisbarach Shemayim. So again, before we start the daven, after we dressed ourselves properly, give a little tzedakah. I know great people that were known to do this shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. They would carry around in their pocket a bag with some change. Many people have in their talis a tzedakah bag with change, and before davening, they would give out a 10 agrot or 10 cents or 5 cents, whatever it may be. But I know people that carry around in their pocket bags of change, and before each tefillah, they take out a coin, either give it stock or put it on the sideboard stock. So the it's brought down also that there's an inyan by Vayivarach David to give tzedakah, which sounds like a steer to what we say now, but the answer is what you could do is, in yeshivas and many places where they don't go around collecting the stuff until later on, you could take it out before davening, or take it out by Vayivarach David, put the coin by your shtenda. When they go around collecting, you give it to their, give it to tzedakah. Kav Chaim brings down they should give before tefillah and also by Vayivarach David. The idea over here is that by Vayivarach David, there's also Indian of tzedakah, so either you give before tefillah or you give by Vayivarach David. Those are the places to separate, at least to put the coins on the side. The Indian of being Kabbal, Avos Yisrael, in many Siddurim, they printed B'Shem D'Arizal. The Arizal was very makpid on this. And like we said, it's halacha brought down that one should try to do these two things. The third halacha that's brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch over here as part of your preparations for tefillah is Shema Raglecha, Raglecha Kashetelecha Beis Elikim. A Chazal darshan from this pasuk, the Raglecha is referring to Nikovim, the Nikovim which are next to your Raglaim, which means that one has to check himself before davening, if he needs to use the bathroom or not. If he feels that he needs to use the bathroom, even if it's a very slight feeling, he should not start davening. That's the halacha. And even by Divrei Torah, we find that. We find this halacha. There are a different set of halachas. If I already started davening, and now I feel that I need to use the bathroom, do I need to leave to go out to use the bathroom or not? That's a separate set of halachas. But as hikoin, as the mitzvah of hikoin, of preparing yourself before davening, there is upon the person that he should prepare himself by checking, does he need to use the bathroom or not? Now, the halacha is that there are four levels of needing to use the bathroom. And this is more negated to if you already started using your davening, when do I need to stop? So there's one level which is called, I can hold myself in ad parsa. I did not reach yet the issa about the shaksu, which means I can hold myself in, parsa is 72 minutes. But what the Mechab is saying is that, of course, not only chatchila one's not allowed to daven if he can't hold himself in for a certain amount of time, but even b'di'evet is tefillah, is not a tefillah. It's an Indian made a mistake. The Mechabel that l'chatchila one should not daven, b'di'evet is tefillah, would be a tefillah. The l'chatchila is not just a hider, it's really issa d'rabbanan. If someone is holding by a level where he can't hold himself in, or he has to put a lot of pressure to hold himself in, that he shouldn't daven that way. So therefore, if one can hold himself in for more than a parsa, for more than 72 minutes, even though he feels that he would need to use it, and so then, of course, he shouldn't start davening that way, but once he's davening, he'll be able to continue. Now, the question is, in the case of tefillah b'tzibur, I have a choice that I can make the davening, I can make davening with Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, or I can go to the bathroom. This halacha that I shouldn't start davening on once I feel I need to use the bathroom on any level, does that apply even if I could hold myself in for a while? I'm not desperate to go. I know if I go, I'll need to use it, but I'm not desperate. Should I hold myself in or not? So there are actually different mashmais and different paiskim about this. And some discuss the question where you're going to lose that tefillah completely. Well, let's say by me going to bed, I'm going to miss this man tefillah. What should I do? So in a case where one could hold himself back, that's what we're discussing over here. There is a... There are, like I said, there are different paiskim on this. There's also other paiskim. What happens if I'm holding at the point where I really have to hold myself to hold it in? I'm holding by what's called batashaksu, where I need to do an act to hold it in, and I daven. Is my tefillah or not? Do I lose my tefillah or not from this? So I would like to begin with these halachas tomorrow. What my chiv is in preparing myself beforehand in checking if I need to use the bathroom. What happens if during tefillah, I do feel that I need to use the bathroom? At what point do I have to go and I cannot push it off? Is there a difference between Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei or not? And what about other brachas? So Be'ez Hashem will discuss that and some other dinim that negeya to tefillah.